What's up, freak bitches?
What's up, freak bitches? Welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by Big Cheese Theo. He says, I listen to this podcast with my depressed watermelon.
How big is your cheese?
And how depressed is that watermelon?
How can you have a depressed watermelon?
How big your damn cheese?
I don't think that's a real thing. I think he's lying.
I honestly don't know. I wouldn't put it past old mate Theo. I'm joined today by my co-hosts, Toby.
How big that cheese?
Swagger Souls.
It's rather large.
Zuckles.
But it's wet.
Jay, a.k.a. McCreamy.
And Girthy.
Ooh.
And Matt.
But it's round.
Guys, I'm bald.
Sounds like it's
Matt. Yeah, exactly. Noticed.
I have zero here.
Hello, me too.
Yeah, but no one yours cares isn't a surprise.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's used
this
to seeing
like
you bald.
Time now, man. Everyone's used to that.
Give your head a slap. Give it a slap into the mic.
Head slap.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Concussion ASMR.
Yeah, I shaved my head on Sunday. I
didn't know who you were saying because we're both bald, so I was like, what?
I get it. Everyone gets it. You're bald as well, okay? Way to steal from my spotlight.
Listen, you stole my thunder.
You can see the spotlight
bald,
off
right?
Your head.
Yeah, as soon as I went bald, he immediately went and shaved his head.
Bald guy.
Yeah, I went bald on Sunday. I got back from my run, and I was like, you know what? Today is the day that I go bald.
And are you having a midlife crisis at like 22?
Probably. I bought a nice car and now I'm bald. So apparently.
Wear a clip-on tie to work.
Yeah, I should wear a clip-on tie to work. Swagger. That is a great idea.
You should wear a strap-on to your wife.
Toby, silence. Sorry. Guys, we're recording this episode again with cameras. This is probably going to go on YouTube. I think this
You've
one...
said that with the past like six
shut
podcasts.
Shut the fuck up, Toby.
Sorry.
Yeah. This one is probably going on YouTube, guys.
At least we hope.
We don't actually really know. But... the problem is that the set is so cramped and so narrow, and there's six of us, and we all have to figure out how to get us all on shots. But maybe we've figured it out for now, at least temporarily, so that's cool. But yeah, in any case, I'm bald. So.
Yes. Tell me, how did you decide I'm going to go bald? How did you go about it? What was the thought process?
Yeah, what's the thought process leading up to that? Like, there was just like one day, you're just like, you know what? I feel like going bald today.
I feel like looking like shit.
No. Toby, you know, Toby's been the rudest person to me out of everyone since I've gone bald. When I showed him, he just told me it looked terrible. Not even as a joke. Like, he had zero consideration for my
terrible.
Feelings at all.
That's
he just
terrible.
Said, I think bald like- people who are young look awful all the time. And I was
just
like,
indirect.
And you know what? Honestly, it personally cut me. I went home and I was like, man, maybe I made a mistake.
Just looking in the mirror for like an hour.
Toby's the gayest guy here and he thinks I look like shit. So maybe I'm
So tell us how it happened.
Well, basically, I have shitty hair genetics, and I knew that my hairline was going to keep going. My hairline had already started going. Was wearing hats a lot. You know, definitely more noticeable on one side than the other. A lot of people are probably thinking, like, what the fuck? Like, your hair looked good. But personally, I was becoming less and less happy with how my hair looked. And it was just like, I don't know, my hair for like the last 10 years of my life has just been a constant thing of like... I don't know. It's like the one thing about you that's constantly variable. You know, everything
sure.
else throughout the day yeah. doesn't change. Yeah. Your face doesn't change, whatever. You can't help it. Your hair, like, it was pretty much always on my mind. Like, fuck my hair. Like, how's my fucking hair?
It's
like?
Out of your control,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I had a style that I needed to put product in. And it was, just, like, such a hassle. And so, like, when the hairline started going, and I could see all my relatives on my mom's side.
Oh, that's how you know
they're
it's
like,
your mother's
they're
side,
like
right?
gone at 25, dude. Like, they're gone. And so I'm like, this is what I'm heading for, you know? Like, I could see it, like, yeah. literally, like, bad genetics. And I was like, at some point, I'm going to have to shave my head just to see what it looks like. Mm. You know, I don't know if I'm going to keep it. I still don't know if I'm going to keep it. But I just had to know. You know, it was one of the things where it was like, I was just sick of wondering. And I was like, fuck it. I'm
Plus, if
do
it does happen eventually, it's not going to, like, catch you off guard.
Yeah.
You know?
And,
yeah.
you know, I shaved it, and I was kind of like, it looked better than I thought it was going to look. I don't necessarily think it looks great. I'm yet to come to a conclusion. I enjoy being bald. Like, it's very convenient.
Aerodynamic on your runs, increase your time.
I got fucking high as shit on Monday. I went for a run high, my first run high.
It's the best doing that, isn't it?
Bald head exposed to the elements, and I was just fucking like, yeah, I feel good. I feel speedy.
I am speed.
You're like scuffed Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I'm scuffed Joe Rogan.
That's entirely possible.
I have a podcast, I smoke weed, and I'm bald. That's pretty much all the boxes.
Let's get some DMT.
And I got to start training MMA soon, and you know, then I'll be fully Joe Rogan.
We have some apes on the podcast too, so.
Yeah, we got Mason.
Look at the size of him.
I'm not so fascinated by
He'll
him
He'll fuck
anymore.
You up, man. You got to be careful.
He will fuck me up. Mason, what do you like being bald?
Yeah, fucking oath, cunt.
You said in the group chat the other day that you feel like 10 times more aggressive when you're bald.
Yeah, yeah. It just kind of comes out like the prime instinct.
I can feel it, dude.
Like, you just look in a mirror and you just fuck. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. You just look in a mirror and you're like, fuck. I'm a white supremacist.
I look in the mirror and I'm like, if I saw me on the street, I would be scared.
It's like, that guy already has his hair gone. What else does he have to lose? You know, he's like, fucking, yeah, he's he'll like, get you.
There's something so intimidating about a person who's bald. I don't know why.
And who's 6'7".
Yeah, that's fine.
And has the arm length of fucking
scary.
Yeah, like, and hopefully I'll be able to be consistent with the gym this year, so I'll just get fucking
you're
more and more
be
jacked.
A rig.
So you shaved it with manager Ryan.
Yeah,
right?
I literally got home from a run and I was like, I messaged Ryan immediately after. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. I was like, Ryan, can you shave my head? And he was like, yes. That's all he said. I said, I'll be there at 5.
Of course. You seen everyone's dyed hair around here? Ryan, of course he can do
Ryan
that.
Ryan saw that message and he smiled and he said, today is going to be a good day. And so, yeah, I drove over to Ryan's house. They had the shavers ready. And I was
been
like, fuck.
You.
I was kind of nervous. I was like, man, this is like kind of, it kind of felt like getting a tattoo, I guess, because it's semi-permanent, but it's not really permanent. Like, I could grow my hair back, but...
Yeah. Well, it's just a giant change that you
have
to adjust to.
Yeah. I mean, but either way, it was like, I can just wear a hat, like, it's all good. Like, I don't mind. Yeah. I'm not wearing a hat today, am I? I'm on the video podcast.
Yeah, that's how I first noticed. You're just sitting here chilling, like, I got back. Like, everyone came into the house. Chris was bald. Ryan's
yeah,
bald.
Dude.
And then I was just sitting next to Cam, and then I was like, he's wearing a hat. I'm like, after a few minutes, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I went to lift it up and he's just like...
Yeah.
So why did Ryan and Chris shave their heads as well? Can you run me through that?
Peer pressure.
Basically, yeah, it was just like, we decided to film the process of me shaving my head. I don't know if it'll ever get used. I don't think the footage was that good. But
Jamie, can we pull that up real quick?
Now
they have to show it.
We had the cameras out, so it was like, let's make it a meme. And they convinced Chris to shave his head. He had his hair all dyed green.
Yeah.
He was, just paid for a haircut as well.
Yeah.
So he wasn't super keen, but eventually he got persuaded into doing it.
Didn't he get persuaded with $500?
No, that was for his eyebrows. Chris, after shaving his head, Ryan was like, yo, $500 and you shave your eyebrows. Or they negotiated a price and Chris settled on $500. So now his eyebrows are gone. Chris just has that kind of energy where like you wouldn't even like notice that he has shaved eyebrows because it's just Chris being Chris.
It's hilarious.
Also, like, his glasses hide it pretty well.
Yeah, his glasses do hide
the
it pretty
interesting
well.
Interesting thing, I mean, Chris is our intern. And so now every time he comes to the house dropping stuff off or he's cleaning, he just turns around and I look at him and he's got no fucking eyebrows and no hair. It's like, you're my fucking intern and you're completely bald.
Yeah, you're just like drawing eyebrows on him
the
other night.
I drew
like
eyebrows.
Drawing like the confused one. He's like,
I drew eyebrows on him. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, like people tweet us being like, yo, can I please intern for you guys? Can I please help you in some way? I don't think they know what they're asking for.
Yeah, not a good idea.
I don't even think Chris knew what he was fucking getting up to.
But he's here now and he's got no eyebrows, but he's $500 richer.
There
so
it's true.
And bring Chris on real quick just to show.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Come here real quick.
Show us your head.
just take your glasses off, dog.
if you're listening to the audio of this, Chris, you got anything to say?
I want my eyebrows back.
Wait, Chris, how long do they take to grow back?
I googled it, 76 days.
76 days.
That is a long time.
That is a long time.
That's 2.5 months.
I wonder how long it takes to grow back a full head of hair. I probably should have googled this before
pretty
I shaved
quick.
My head.
Pretty quick.
Pretty quick, yeah.
Like, I mean, how quickly does your hair normally grow?
I thought it's like 1 inch a month.
Pretty quick.
It's different per person because, you know, my hair grows way faster than
the more weight bakes, the quicker.
I honestly feel like now I'm balls deep in it, though, because now that I've shaved my head, like, I can clearly see the outline that my hairline is, and it's going up. So it's like, if I grow it back, it's definitely going to look weird as fuck for a period of time
running
until it gets long enough to cover it. But
or if you just shave it into an arrow, like the airbender, like Mason wants.
Honestly, like the last couple of days, I've just been enjoying being bald, and I think I'm probably just gonna chill with it for like a while.
I say go with it, dude.
I like
it was just a shock when you came back to the house, and you came in with Chris, Ryan, and it was yourself and Sam, and I got baked and I was editing.
Yeah, you were so baked at that.
And I go downstairs, and everyone's there. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And you know, you're just talking to me, and you're like, yeah, hey, dude, what's up? And I was like, Why did Ryan and Chris shave their head? And you're like, what, do you not notice?
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was looking at him, and then I noticed that he was bald, and I was just like, what the fuck?
I had my head off. Long to notice.
I had my head off. I was stood right in front of him, and he was just like, what's going on, bro?
I was looking at him in the eyes, and I was baked and didn't have my glasses on. There's a million excuses I could use. Maybe I'm just a dumbass.
I thought you were kidding.
I was not.
Did you get a new haircut? You look great.
Awesome. I was like, what the fuck? He was like, hang on.
Yeah.
And he was like, Oh my God. Oh,
you got a tan. You look awesome.
Yeah. And Toby's reaction was just immediate disappointment. And
I was sitting in the driveway in my car because I just got home from driving. And I just see three bald people walk up, and you're just like, Fitz takes his hat off. He's like, "What do you think?" And I was just like, "I just assumed it was a bit." And I was like, "It's a bald cap, right?" And that was why I was telling him it looked like shit because I thought it was a bald cap.
No, you kept telling me it looked like shit after I went in the house. You were like, "I don't think anyone who's young looks good bald."
That was later. After I had looked at it for a while, I was like, "No, it does just look bad."
Dude, you're rude as a motherfucker. You know that?
Yeah, well, you got to have one friend that tells you the truth.
That's why I have the comments.
Yeah,
but you know.
I like
I'm chilling.
You're kind of like Logic. Like, you're seriously, like you're a rig. You can freestyle well and you can say the N-word. So it's like.
Yeah, I'm like 1% black, I'm pretty sure. So I'm like, basically biracial.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for
it
sure.
It works out.
Anyway, I'm going to be bald for a while at least, so get used to it, you motherfuckers. Yeah.
Okay.
I've always been afraid of going bald myself.
Afraid of going bald?
Yeah.
You mean like hair loss or afraid of like shaving your head?
Oh, no, like hair loss. Because apparently like my dad was bald, but apparently like
it's
his dad wasn't.
Side.
Yeah, and I looked at my mom's side and I was like, okay, I should be good.
Dude, every single man on my mom's side has like the most fucked up hairline and they haven't shaved their heads. And I'm just like here in my 20s, like, what are you doing? Like, how do you not shave that off? Like, there's nothing there anymore. Just get rid of it.
Do like the Trump comb over. You'll be good.
It's really weird. I don't know.
Get a toupee.
Yeah. Get a toupee.
Start wearing wigs.
Yeah. Every podcast. Tyler the Creator, just get some like crazy wigs.
Yeah. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, shout out to anyone in their 20s who's losing their hair. It's really common, actually. A lot of guys just have bad genes, and they start losing their hair like in high school, even.
Are they a bit ripped?
Not even their fault.
Are they ripped?
Ripped? I don't know. I don't know every guy who's losing his hair. What do you mean ripped?
Talking about the genes.
Yeah.
What? Oh my fuck. I'm about to leave the show right now. That's so fucking bad. You threw me for a spin there.
In other news.
I mean, are you ripped? You're like going to the gym, right?
To the gym, bro. I'm going to get ripped. And then I'm just going to look intimidating as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Another news?
Headbutt concert events and shit.
Yes. Headbutt energy. Swagger's got some other news apparently.
Yeah, we hit. We got the plaque for 1 mil.
Oh, yeah, let's hold that up.
Right over there. Look at that fucking thing.
1 million.
It's the first time I've seen one of the new plaques in person, I think. Maybe. Because I've got the old ones.
Yeah, I have the old 100K plaque, and then I have the new 1 mil. So it triggers the fuck out of me.
I prefer the old design way better.
Yeah, I like the old design. It was in glass and shit.
You can order
a new one, right? One. Yeah. But it costs money.
Yeah, YouTube accidentally sent me two plaques when I hit 1 mil of the old ones.
Yeah,
so I've just got two old school ones for the same channel.
I'll take one.
Just lying around.
Just sell it. Sell it on eBay.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh. Official Fitz gold play button.
They're worth like nothing.
Right? Aren't they?
Who would buy them?
It costs like $15 to produce?
Or something like that. Yeah.
The money wouldn't be in what it is itself. The money would be in who it's for.
Yeah, the symbolism.
But I don't really feel like I could get a high price for it. Someone like PewDiePie, his first 1 mil plaque, could get like tens of thousands of dollars, maybe.
Like he could probably do like a charity auction.
Do it for charity.
If you did it for charity, you'd probably get a lot.
I doubt. Maybe. Maybe one day I'll do it for charity.
People feel better about giving to charity.
Yeah, I
kind of. They're more likely to spend more money.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've done a couple of streams for charity in the past, but none of them were like really big and I didn't promote them a lot. I think we should start looking into doing charity live streams or charity events or something like that.
Actually, I personally just really don't like being generous, so I'm going to say fuck you to that idea and fuck all the children in the hospital. Segue. Matt.
Oh my fucking God.
It's our first YouTube episode, all right? I want to make sure we get age restricted.
Jesus Christ, he's bald now.
Fair enough.
Oh my God.
He's a bit aggressive now.
Just a complete savage.
Jesus.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we'll do some charity stuff. It's a good idea. And for a good cause, we care.
Hearts and prayers, done.
It's pretty hard to find a good cause, though. So it many is. Charities are fucking bullshit.
Charity, yeah, it sketches me out because you really got to make sure you're...
It's like research into what charities
yeah,
are giving
to. Make
yeah,
sure.
Most of them, it's like, yeah, we take 95% of it and use it to pay our employees. Well,
and a lot of them,
that.
A lot of cancer charities even, they'll be like, oh, we're raising awareness, but they're not actually doing anything. You need to donate to like research groups.
Yeah. Well, I can kind of see the logic behind that because it's like they spend like 95% of their money into re-advertising the charity itself. So that way more people give to the charity. So it's like, yeah, you could start off with like $100, give it to research.
It's just because
or they could advertise it more and get more money in the end. It sounds stupid, like, hearing it being like, oh, 95% of it goes towards advertising.
No, it's just what because if? So many charities are run by fucking douchebags that actually want to make money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked.
Or they're rich people that want to use it as a way to get around tax.
We'll start a charity for hair loss.
We'll all go bald.
Immediately pledging. Immediately pledging. Please save us.
please. Genuine cry for help.
Save the hairlines.
Please. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Hair loss is tricky, man, because there's really nothing you can do. You can get a hair transplant, but it tends to not be looking very good.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know? Boom. Oh, don't even talk about
Come
that.
On.
I feel bad. I once made fun of Allie because of that. What happened? I don't want to talk about
it. Oh, it's coming back now.
Yeah, I once made fun of him in a blackout video, and now I'm just like, man, you know what? It's actually, I shouldn't have made fun of him.
Because now you're in his position.
I'm in his position, and it's like, you know what? It actually sucks. Yeah, no, for sure. But I'm glad I didn't get a hair transplant.
Pull a Fousey tube. Get yourself a tattoo.
Get a tattoo.
Tattoo your hairline.
It's like a speckled egg.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd rather not, actually. Yeah, hair transplants are weird. They literally take the hair follicles out of the back of your... Like
really?
Where your neck is, and they like they take them individually and plant them. Like,
really?
Where your,
holy shit.
That's
your
crazy.
Hairline's missing.
How long did that take to do? Wow. Like individual.
I don't know how long it takes, but it never really looks very good. I don't think that unless you get a really expensive one. I think Elon Musk had one done.
I think
surely,
so, yeah.
Because he was
looks pretty good.
He was a bald ass motherfucker back in the PayPal days. And now he's got a full head of hair. So he probably paid big money for his one. But if you're getting like a semi decent one, then you just look like a mess. And it leaves a big old scar on the back of your head as well.
Oh, shit.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's fucking epic.
I think Rogan actually has that as well. He got a hair transplant when he was younger and he regretted it. And now he's got a scar on the back of his head.
He's also bald.
What?
He's also bald.
Yes, he's bald. What about it? You got something against bald people?
Waste of a hair transplant.
Well, yeah, that's what he says. He says he regrets it because he got this expensive transplant. It looks like shit. And eventually just shaved it anyway. And now he's got a scar on the back of his head. Mm. So there you go.
But scars are lit.
Everything's an experience.
Everything's an experience.
Gotta do it once.
It's a silver lining.
Gotta do it once. Yeah. Mason, what are you drawing over there, buddy?
Sick cunt rabbit Peter.
Sick cunt rabbit Peter. All right, let's talk about it.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have a camera?
Yeah.
Fuck, he's a good artist.
Yeah, you're actually not bad.
Yeah, he's a sick cunt.
So why is he called a Rabbit Peter and not Peter Rabbit?
Because he's sick cunt first.
That's his first name?
That's
sick
cunt. Sick cunt to you.
And Peter's his middle name and Rabbit's his last name?
No, his first name's Sick Cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his middle name's Rabbit.
Yeah.
And his last name's Peter.
Isn't that just what I fucking said?
No, you said Peter Rabbit.
We're getting into semantics here. For the audio listeners, Mason is doodling during the podcast. There you go. And he's crumbling
up. I was supposed to hang it up.
Yeah, he's crumbling it up.
I'm sorry, I got the
could
name
have
wrong.
That for charity.
I'm done.
Okay. Okay, well, if you're not going to doodle, you better have something to talk about.
Man, I've got plenty doodle right here.
Plenty. Very good to hear, Mason. Mason, is there anything that you wanted to bring up on this podcast?
Yeah, actual heaps.
Let's hear it.
Such a dickhead.
I don't know. What do you want to say?
How's recording VR?
Yeah, good. Just fucking mortifying people.
Yeah, I can hear you in your room very often if you're just screaming at people in VR chat.
Yeah. I fucking woke up some cunt for like 30 minutes.
What do you mean woke up someone?
Like I fucking went into this room of the rain thing where cunts just sleep and shit.
It's like they sleep in VR.
Yes.
Like they leave the headset on and just
there are rooms in VR chat where people, it's called like the sleeping room, sleeper rooms,
fuck?
Where people will go to sleep with their VR headset on and just sleep in VR for whatever reason. I don't know. And
can't be good on your eyes.
So what Mason did was he went into his sleeper room where someone was sleeping and screamed at him
good half
for
an
30
hour.
For 30 minutes yeah. trying to wake him up, and eventually apparently woke him up.
Yeah, they did.
Were they upset?
Well, she never said anything, the lady that I woke up, but there was a white knight, and he was very pissed.
Oh, what is guarding her while she sleeps?
Yeah. He's like, you probably shouldn't. You know, they're sleeping. So I was like, nah, shut up, cunt.
Why are people sleeping in VR? Sorry,
I don't know. I
don't know. It's an experience, I guess.
Like, someone got baptized in VR the other day. Who knows?
Anything's possible. It was on Reddit. Right? It was like an anime character, right?
Yeah, it's like full on like anime character just getting baptized casually
by an actual priest.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, an actual priest?
It was like an actual like certified priest that goes around and does it.
He was like a chill priest though. Like he probably hasn't fucked any kids or anything.
Yeah, like that's good when they don't fuck anything.
Like ideally,
yeah.
If you can find one, like
that's pretty rare.
That's the kind of priest
you want. Stack, but they're good.
I was baptized by a priest.
I was fucked by a priest.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. We're really going wild in the video podcast.
Did it feel good though?
Kind of did, yeah.
Yeah. Pog champ to the Catholic Church.
Dude, fuck yeah, let's
shout
go.
Out Catholic Church.
I'll put some money in the collection basket to that. Has everyone here been to church, like, properly?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Consistently in their life?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was young.
I'm atheist.
Right on.
Can you even spell atheist?
A-T-S-T.
Early on in my life, I went to church with my family. Just kind of got disinterested with it. I think we all kind of stopped going regularly, like when I was around 8 or 9.
I think we talked about this on the Edibles podcast, right?
I reckon we did.
High as a motherfucker.
Very
maybe
strong.
That's why we don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's really nice to go back to church. It's usually, you know, for me, either weddings or funerals.
Or Christmas.
Yeah. Or Christmas. Yeah. And it's nice to just, you know, I'm not particularly religious, but there's something about being in a church with a bunch of people that are just around and, you know, they do all the hymns and they light the candles and it's just the tradition, you know. And I'm usually stoned and I'm like, oh, this is fucking
stoned
awesome.
For church?
Dude, how else am I going to be closer
that.
To God?
Does your dad know that you are stoned for church?
No.
How do they not know?
He probably knows now. Hey, Dad.
Does your dad still listen to the show?
He listens to every fucking podcast.
Really?
Yeah, he loves it.
Are you kidding?
Shout out.
Yeah. That's crazy. I really hope my parents don't listen to this podcast. Yeah.
My dad laughs his ass off.
Mm. Fucking mad cunt.
That's funny as fuck. What's up, Mr. Souls? How you doing?
Church is awesome.
I hope you're doing good. Church, yeah, I get the same thing with church. I really only go for Christmas, maybe Easter if I'm with my family, and it's always a pretty peaceful kind of.
I like drinking the wine and eating the bread.
Dude, bread is good.
My family always really spends good. Christmas and Easter at the estate.
Toby is rich. At the estate.
How much do they put in the collection basket when it goes around?
What's a collection basket?
That's called my bank account.
My parents just give me $100 and let me roam the city.
Yes. Roam the city?
Yes.
You mean
out of a helicopter?
Yeah. But church, guys, what are you going to do?
Lit. I love God.
Praise be. Guys, I hope you're enjoying listening to the podcast. Maybe you're riding the bike. Maybe you're on a run. If you're running, go fast.
Oh,
you can do it. Maybe. Don't interrupt me, bitch. Maybe you're on a train. If you're on a train, smile to yourself and be like, hey, no one else can hear this, but I'm just chilling on a train.
And maybe slide your hand in your pants. Have some fun.
Maybe just like start fondling the stranger next to you.
Maybe do that.
Don't go too hard too quick. You gotta just be very subtle. You know, just kind of put your hand down to your side and just have your pinky kind of on their leg. And then just kind of wiggle it and see, you know, are they resisting at all or do they not notice? And then slowly with the ring finger. Move on, mm-hmm. So you have two fingers on the thigh, and then when they least expect it, snatch!
Oh my God!
Onto the thigh, and just give her
that.
A
what
fucking
the fuck?
Run.
I felt that in my soul.
I feel like we're getting too much into semantics here, though.
No, it's like the public transport challenge. If you're on public transport right now, make eye contact.
Try and
make eye contact with a stranger and hold it for as long as possible.
Just stare. Have a staring contest with somebody randomly and just glare.
Yeah,
right. Do that right now.
People tweet us all the time. Like, I listen to this on the bus to school and I can't stop laughing, and everyone thinks I'm a fucking weirdo. Those people are definitely.
I think we've all seen the Twitter post by that one guy that totaled his car while listening to the podcast. I don't know if we were the cause of that or if he was just a retard and swerved off.
Well, there are other reasons for people to crash.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not the reason for it. If he would listen to the podcast and laughed so hard that he crashed his car, that's not like on us.
Kind of a dick move to blame us.
Blame us. He's clearly joking. The tweet was just like, I just crashed my car while listening to the podcast. Lol. Like, that was all it was. Yeah, his car was pretty fucked up.
Oh, dude,
Well, if it was that one podcast episode where you're just like, watch out, and then just screamed.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
The other day, Ryan, Chris, and I were out shopping, and we were walking back to my car, and this guy runs up to us and holds his phone up, and it said, The Misfits Podcast. And he was like, dude, I was just listening to that, you guys. This is so crazy. And he's like, I saw your car, and I was like, they must be here.
They must be here.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
The car will be revealed soon. Were you in that
this
car?
This still my car.
Oh, your car. Mm. Your car. Okay.
Spoilers?
Spoilers. Mm-hmm. That's coming soon.
there is spoilers.
I'm excited for that. It was fucking wild. It was a crazy filming session.
We got some great content lined up. Speaking of the podcast, we just hit over 200 million total plays.
That's fucked.
That's absolutely outstanding.
Hey, if you're listening, clap as well.
Yeah, clap.
And this is the 43rd episode. So that's a lot of fucking...
Wait, how many?
This is the 43rd.
43.
We're coming up on
a year now.
Coming up
very close.
Big old
5-1.
We've almost been doing this for a year, and we're almost at episode 50, and we're at 200 million plays.
That's absolutely nuts.
You know, Logan Paul on his podcast says that they're the number one podcast in the world. I'm pretty sure that we're actually fucking...
He's lying.
Logan Paul's delusional.
Look, I feel like every YouTube that has a podcast says that they're number one in the world.
Yeah, but, you know, Logan Paul's especially wrong because he's Logan Paul.
Yeah, we're literally, like, he's lying.
We're not even trying out here. We ain't even on YouTube at work.
Calm down.
Logan Paul, come on the show, please.
Yeah.
Come to Melbourne.
Come to Melbourne. Can you imagine just hanging out? Did you guys see Jake Paul's prank on Cody
It was a prank?
It wasn't a prank.
It was
Oh, yeah, he was, like, serious about it.
It was an expose.
Call the bully, bro.
So, Jeff from David Dobrik's vlogs, he does this show on YouTube where he does haircuts, and he interviews people while
he's
haircutting.
It's pretty funny, actually.
It's actually really funny.
It's a good show.
And, on the episode where Cody Ko was on, he invited Jake Paul over to expose him or whatever.
Bruh.
But it was hilarious because at the end of that video by Jeff, Jeff just goes into this big plot about explaining how it was all just a massive ruse in order for him to get a shout out from Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to Jake Paul shouting out...
he literally just baited him.
That's his video. It's so funny.
He just baited him. He's Jake Paul, like, clearly during the video was confused as to why he was doing this, but he was just doing it because he was like, this seems like good content. Like, Jeff said it was a good idea.
Yeah.
He just walked and said like a few times in there.
So bad. He was like, bro, like, you bully kids, bro.
It's not cool, bro.
It's not cool, man.
I don't fuck with that.
He's just like, sorry. And just... Dude, he said sorry.
And Cody's like,
look
okay.
at his face.
Dude, the first thing they ask you, like, is this a bit?
And then Jake's like, okay, I forgive you, bro. Immediately.
You're hilarious.
It was so odd. It was very awkward. It's weird with Cody because his content, it's not like, it's not cyberbullying, really. It's just, it's commentary and criticism. He's just taking the piss out of people that are doing silly things.
He's just taking the piss. Like, people have been doing this
it's
forever.
It's not even that mean, either.
No,
kind of just
all.
Like... laughing at funny shit.
Yeah.
Even Leafy's a better example of someone that, you know, was a quote-unquote cyberbully.
Oh, Leafy, it takes me back.
Those are the days.
real fucking far back.
Leafy was, like, popular on YouTube before any of us were popular on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to think about. That
like 3 years ago.
It was in 2016 was when he fell off, I believe.
That
was an entire drama thing, Grade A Underaid, season 2.
Yeah.
Nice.
Were you about to argue that Leafy wasn't really a cyberbully?
I was saying he is more of a quote-unquote cyberbully than Cody Ko.
The way you built that up made it sound like you were about to say, like Leafy was considered one, and he wasn't at all.
No, he
wasn't that bad of a guy, you know.
The term cyberbully is cringy, but he did...
Like, totally cringe,
bro. He really did go really hard on people that, you know, really didn't deserve it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his was basically just pick out random video of a kid just being a kid on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they're autistic. Like, who knows?
One of them
they just
was.
Ripped them to shreds, like, severely.
But
especially on the way that they looked and shit like that.
Yeah, some of his roasts, I mean, his roasts were really childish. But I remember, like, just getting stoned and watching his videos and just laughing.
There was
like,
an era
I laughed a lot.
It was an era where his content was actually, like,
is this guy
new
fucking
and good.
Retarded?
Like, I preferred it when he was just telling, like, drug stories and shit.
Luna's another that one that does stuff like that.
Yeah. That stuff was awesome. Like,
you know, Luna.
That was when I was in my first year of university. And, like, I just remember Leafy was on the up and coming.
Leafy was here.
You know,
Leafy was here.
You know, ever since a young age, I have been frightened of being bullied by Leafy. And I felt the best way to get around that.
Years old.
I felt the best way to get around being bullied by Leafy cyberbullied is to use a VPN to hide myself on the internet.
Literally,
right?
That sounds like a good idea.
So since a very young age, I've been using ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN what?
ExpressVPN. It's the best way to, you know, hide your.
That's right.
And cut.
Guys.
Cut.
All right.
Try
Jeez again.
Louise.
Try again.
No, cut
you
the
can
board.
Just beep it. You can just
we
beep what that was.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Shout out to G-Sops.
Shout out to Jesus.
Stop inserting ads in other ads. Guys, ExpressVPN. It really is the best way to protect yourself, your identity, online.
Mm. Toby? Yeah, and in our line of work, privacy is very important to us.
Absolutely.
Isn't it, boys?
Yeah, not 100%.
It is.
If our DMs got leaked, we're fucked.
We'd all be fucked.
Good point.
We always recommend using a VPN product to protect your privacy. And with ExpressVPN, it's easy.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy all right. as fuck.
Tell me more.
Well, for less than $7 a month, you can browse the internet freely with the protection from ExpressVPN. Rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
If TechRadar says it's good, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, they're a radar for technology. What else can you ask?
They're just picking up on good shit constantly.
Oh, that's another ExpressVPN, boys!
It's good shit. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free with a year package at expressvpn.com/misfits. Mm. That's ExpressVPN.com/misfits.
Right on.
Straight up. It's funny. I actually installed ExpressVPN the other day so I could watch Game of Thrones.
I thought you were going to say something else, but go on.
That as well.
So I could do what we censored earlier.
No. I wanted to watch the new Game of Thrones, and I had an HBO Go account, but I couldn't access it from Australia, so I ended up buying ExpressVPN, use code Misfits and all that, and then I ended up, you know, watching the series finale, and anybody else watch it here?
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, do we want to talk about Game of Thrones? Like,
I mean,
who the fuck cares?
Can I quickly say the time of day?
That is actually Swagger brings up a great point. If you live in a country that just has shitty Netflix or shitty, you know, just whatever
true.
It is, any of those streaming services, shit. VPNs are so good. Just say you're from America, or say you're from the UK, wherever the country is that has the show that you want. You can just use a VPN to get there.
If you're in
so
if you're in
better.
China and the government's censoring your internet, just get the fuck right out of it.
Yeah.
ExpressVPN.com/misfits.
I love it.
Don't let those fucking commies hold you down.
Dude, how crazy is China?
God bless America. Dude, China's awesome. Fucked.
Like, I feel like there's some real bad shit just going on over there. And
it's like an
no one's really talking
token.
About it. Like their military's scary as fuck.
Dude, they have like a whole like social credit score and shit like that too.
I didn't hear about
like,
that.
Social credit
score. Yeah, for like if you're like hang around like bad people or considered to have like lower influence too.
It's like
right. It'll like lower
sheet.
Yours.
Yeah. It's Black Mirror.
If you're 100K followers on Instagram, they kill you.
What?
What?
There was a lot of people talking all at once there. That is here. Followers
kill
are
you.
Killing.
No, I was just joking. I said if you don't have 100K followers on Instagram, you are executed.
I don't know if you guys have read that article about the Chinese internet censors and the government's training to censor their net.
Oh, the great firewall?
I guess. I don't know. They have to. I don't know if that was a joke.
It sounds like it's called. It's called the great firewall.
It sounds like a Game of Thrones sequel.
Yeah. But. Basically, the government has to teach these censors, like the people that are censoring the content on the internet, about the real Chinese history, like Tiananmen Square and, you know, starving people.
Well, there goes all the Chinese listeners.
Yeah. Hey, guys, just move to America, all right?
It's easy. You're all fucking sick.
We can definitely fit all of you.
Yeah. We have a desert or something. It's fine. There's a lot of room.
Your wall's fucking sick.
Your what? Wall?
Ni hao, your wall's fucking sick.
Shout out the wall.
Shout out the wall. Shout out the moon.
The great firewall of China.
We gotta
go
to
China. China is the original Night's Watch. Just saying.
Yeah.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, but
you know they built the great wall to keep, I think it was either the Mongols or the Huns.
Mongols,
out of,
surely.
Yeah, keep the Mongols out. And you know what the Mongols did? They went around the wall.
Just, damn, yeah. That'd be such a kicker.
That was BM.
What? Yeah. Like, even in its current form of, like, long as fuck?
Yeah, they just went around it.
Damn.
They jumped it.
That's some disciplined Mongols right there.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean,
they put trampolines down.
Yeah.
China's definitely on my bucket list to go. Like, Hong Kong, like, you know, anywhere really in China.
I've had a bad experience in China.
Yeah, you've been to China. You went for Overwatch, right?
Yeah. I was in a hotel, lost my passport, so...
That was your first time traveling out of New Zealand,
out
right?
Out of New Zealand. Yeah. First time traveling overseas. I lost my passport in the arena, so I couldn't get into the hotel.
Oh,
I didn't have a phone charger. I didn't have any money. I was like straight up just...
So what happened then?
I was fucked. I just cried for a bit and called it a day.
Fucking epic.
Did you find your passport in the end?
Yeah, I ended up finding it. And funny story, my mum called the hotel that we were staying at, had a friend's nephew that was living close to where I was that came and delivered me money.
Really?
Oh, came in shit. So clutch.
Dude, lucky that you're
so incredible. Clutch.
I had a nephew that lived near there.
Like, stars aligned.
What did you think of... Wait, where was it exactly that you were?
It was Taiwan, and it was like very industrial, and I was like, China's going to be so sick. There's going to be pandas everywhere. Like, whoa. Bamboo everywhere. And it's just like old decrepit buildings and a lot of smoke and steam. And
you're probably expecting more of like a peaceful, serene Japanese vibe as opposed to...
Yeah. Wait, pandas are...
No,
pandas are Chinese. Pandas are Chinese.
You
like,
want to go to like a specific part of China. You know, China's a very big country.
I went to
Taiwan.
One spot that was like, oh.
Did you try bamboo?
Yeah, I ate it.
How was it?
Nice ass.
Fuck yeah.
Surely you've had bamboo before.
No, I've never.
They put it in curries all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Is like it crunchy? Red
curry. It's kind of crunchy. It's like celery for like betas.
China's... I want to go to China, but not Taiwan.
I really want to go to Japan.
Same.
Japan would be pretty lit.
The car culture in Japan is so sick.
Yeah. Tokyo Drift.
I like the culture in general. So fucking weird over there.
The fashion's
I've
sick.
Been... I went when I was maybe 11 or 12, so... I want to go again now that I'm older.
Yeah.
Without my parents, but it was my favorite place at the time. So awesome.
The only thing that makes me nervous about going to Asia, like for a vacation or anything, is that I can't speak any of the native tongue there.
They're pretty good about it. They get a lot of tourists.
Tsunamis and shit too.
I don't know if I'm worried about a tsunami.
I mean Godzilla could be there too.
Dude, I'm more fucked up about Godzilla.
Godzilla. Punch Man.
Pog, dude. I want to go to the anime stores and stuff.
Japan is very, very interesting.
We'd get kicked out.
We wouldn't get kicked out. We would be respectful.
We'd be I would bow to everybody that just said anything to me.
That's actually disrespectful.
Is it really?
No, I'm just kidding.
that was
crazy. I remember we were walking through a department store early in the morning. They were just opening up the shop. So we were the only ones walking down like the hallway. And everyone was just like opening up the shutters and bowing to us as we walked past. Like the entire time. It was awesome.
I remember watching a Logan Paul video and he was in Japan whacking cars with dead fish.
Yeah.
That's a really fucked thing to do, especially to a country like Japan.
It doesn't matter what country you're in. Right? That's still kind of fun.
Magikarp was just using Splash.
It's pretty crazy.
It was not very effective.
It's like a one attack, bro. It's fine.
It's crazy to think about how far Logan Paul's redemption arc has already gotten. Basically, it seems like all you really have to do to recover from any kind of YouTube drama
is wait and come back.
It's just be half decent for a while and keep doing what you're doing. Because eventually people just don't care anymore and no one talks about it.
Like that scene from South Park. He's like, we're sorry.
I mean,
we're
no one even talks sorry. About when sorry. I killed that kid anymore.
I know. I didn't even remember that.
I thought that was going to blow up.
Yeah.
It blew up for like a couple of weeks, but then everyone kind of moved on to
Facebook
the next drama.
Yeah.
Just like there your mom being like, oh my God, I'm disowning my son. And now
like
even
32
she's cool
likes
with it.
Or something.
Yeah.
And a couple like laughing emojis.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Just hit a kid with your car and now it's fine.
It's just weird that you can film a dead body in the woods,
put it on
YouTube, and just get away with it. I think he can't go back to Japan. I think he's banned.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think
he's banned. Yeah. And if he goes back, he's going to get arrested, I think.
Yeah, he really pissed off a lot of Japanese people as well.
Yeah.
They kind of know, like, if they see him now, they're going to, like, for sure, you know, like, bow less politely than usual at him or something. Yeah. All he's done is just kind of chilled. He made a silly Flat Earth documentary, which was a joke, obviously. He's hosting a podcast, and he's got some legit guests on. And
that documentary, which obviously wasn't a documentary, it's a mockumentary, was... It was bad, but I was entertained by it. I watched the whole thing, and I was like, okay. And there was no moment where I was like, this is boring. There were a few moments where I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. But I enjoyed it, and...
Well, the whole thing was satire.
Yeah.
So, like, it's supposed to be ridiculous, surely. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I believe the earth is flat.
I was just expecting it to be really shit, basically what I'm saying.
I didn't watch it because I expected it to be not for me, let's just say. Yeah.
I don't think it would be.
No.
I have terrible taste in movies.
Yeah. Yeah, it's odd though, because I've seen a couple bits from his podcast and he hasn't really changed much as a person. He's still very much like a massive bro.
Sociopath.
Like, it's weird. Like, I don't know. Who knows, dude? Who knows where Logan Paul is going to be in 5 years? Probably.
You literally never know.
Bald?
That'd be...
Going the bald game.
Aren't the Paul brothers losing their hair as well?
Yeah.
It looks like they're not, though. Like, what's the deal? How are they pulling this off? Just money?
Genetics.
Money grows hair.
Yeah. Look what Trump did.
You just rub it on your head.
Man, I got to get my AdSense up. Damn. Yeah, and Jake Paul is kind of...
Who is that guy? Yeah, like, is that?
I don't know.
What's it, Jake Paul?
I feel like after the Shane Dawson, Jake Paul thing, he's kind of fading. At least from my perspective, he's kind of fading out of relevancy. He's not doing anything big or really being a name.
Because
after Team 10 pretty much dissolved and everyone, like, backstabbed each other and, you know, and all of their shit was, you know, admitted to be fake and all of that. I think most of the kid audience was like, oh, fuck this, and then left.
Yeah, really? Well, the problem with having
I'm not sure.
bad content fundamentally is that you need to constantly be involved in controversies or be doing stuff that gets attention or you'll just die. So that's pretty much the poor cycle. Although, arguably, Logan has found his content, which is at least, you know, consumable by some people, at least, that aren't like 9. I don't know. It seems like Logan's trying to go for like the older audience.
What does Logan Paul make now?
Just a podcast, I think. Yeah, he still vlogs.
He made like a video where he gave a homeless dude like a few dollars.
Dude, changed my perspective on
fucking epic.
Yeah. I liked and subbed.
Speaking of people recovering from things, let's talk about James Charles briefly again. Last week we talked about him and we were kind of behind on the drama because we recorded the podcast before his response. But yeah, I mean, shit's pretty crazy. I mean,
let's just say we've hung up our merch.
Yeah.
Look, like,
we're
put
in some
back
right
in
now.
The, back in the case.
It's just
I am wearing it.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how devastating it looked for him. And then immediately, like, all he had to do was make one video, point out some facts, you know, and all of a sudden everyone's like back liking him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I watched some of it. I mean, it's just fucking dumb. The entire thing was just so stupid. It was just 40. It's just. The fucking beauty community, man.
Everyone's video was so long.
I can't.
It's like, if you wanted to watch the whole, if you wanted to watch every aspect of that drama, you had to set aside a week, you know, get some food, chill, relax.
Get some popcorn.
And you're sitting there for a good fucking few hours before you've watched every video. Crazy.
I don't know. I think it's not just the beauty community, although this was definitely.
It's so cringe.
Accelerated.
So cringe.
Because the beauty community loves gossip, it seems.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're all women and gay guys.
It's
yeah.
more
to expect.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's not true or what you should say.
It's more just it's more just a testament to like cancel culture in general, I guess.
Yeah.
And just how like quickly the internet can just completely turn on someone and then completely switch back, like, and act as if they didn't switch on them in the first place. Like, it's just very, very unusual. Like, the whole thing made me feel uneasy. Like,
it just feels like the clique of high school girls that, you know, like, have you ever seen Mean Girls?
Say clique.
Clique.
That's how it's actually pronounced.
Clique. Yeah.
I mean, everyone says clique like unless they're really pretentious, like Swagger, but it's technically pronounced clique. Yeah. Sorry, go on. Pretentious, Andy. Sorry.
Have you ever seen Mean Girls?
Yes.
I wish. Yeah. Mean Girls is like, the Mean Girls and Mean Girls is like how I wish I was.
Oh my God.
You're fucking psycho.
I can sense the energy in your hands. Why do you say that?
No, I'm just the bitch.
Wants to be able to tell the way they're using his breasts.
Why do you think you're like that?
I don't know. I just like it.
You like just being a bitch? You like just like being mean to me because I'm bald?
No, that wasn't me trying to be mean.
Oh, so that wasn't even you trying? Damn. I don't want to see you switched on.
Speaking of the drama, I feel like this whole cancel culture thing starting to trickle its way into this new Banks and Tfue drama. What do you think?
I was avoiding talking about it because I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows the facts.
No one knows.
Teethew hasn't responded.
Like,
and we talked about James Charles briefly, and admittedly, we did jump a little bit on the bandwagon of like James Charles because it was pretty
funny. That's
funny.
That's funny to do.
And obviously, we disclaimed at the beginning that we were
don't uninformed. Know anything and we're fucking retooling.
But like, I'm just seeing the same, like, the same thing with this. Everyone's just fixating on whoever speaks first.
It's crazy. I don't know, man. Like, it's a whole
really
can of worms. I'm very interested to see what Teethew does about this because, like, it's not looking very good for him at this point.
Came out of the fucking blue.
Came out of the blue. You know.
Although apparently,
It was, I mean, technically, for a lawsuit, you have to give notice, and apparently, FaZe was actually given notice in September. But I genuinely believe that banks probably didn't know about that. At least, you know. Maybe, I don't know.
Like, he just hadn't.
It's, it very much seems like Banks had no idea this was coming, and he's like distraught over it, which is understandable. Yeah.
I mean,
but
the article by the Hollywood Reporter or whatever it was,
they literally got it wrong.
It's
such
a fucking stupid article.
Well, they made it seem like he was like FaZe was taking 80% of his money, when in reality it was just an 80-20 split. Where
they just got the numbers,
got 80 of the brand deals. I don't know.
So has that been like proven that is what it is?
It hasn't been confirmed, but it's been, I mean, FaZe has put out a statement that is the case, and I very much doubt that in the midst of an illegal thing, FaZe.
Yeah, they even said the exact number of the amount of money they took too.
FaZe Clan.
It was like 60 grand.
Yeah, they collected 60 grand total from brand deals, which was based on the 80-20 split, which is very normal, especially considering that they pretty much made Teethew's entire career. Arguably, he could have made it on his own. That's not really the point. The point is that FaZe gave him an opportunity, and he wouldn't
be
where he is. The
Fortnite community is shook.
It's shook to their
so
core.
Shook.
But yeah, we don't know what's going through TV's head. He hasn't responded as of recording this, at least.
Yeah.
So who really can say?
Ryan was saying that if this contract, if it comes out to be true that they were actually in the contract that said 80%, then FaZe are no longer going to be legally allowed to sign talent.
There's no way.
Because 80% is hugely legal. Apparently, you're not allowed more than 49%.
There's just no way that this was in the contract.
Yeah. No, it was zero.
If there is, I'm just completely shocked.
And
there's
if you
sign
that contract, you know who would sign a contract?
He was a nobody.
To be fair, he was just like a kid that maybe didn't know any better. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he literally had 100 viewers on Twitch before his contract.
I mean, the people around him. Because if he was actually a kid, then he would have had to have someone legally look at it to sign it for him. Mm-hmm. And then those people should have spotted it and been like, this is fucking insane.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm just saying, I'm like 99.9% sure that this was not in the contract.
There's no way. Like,
it was definitely an 80-20. It seemed like, and I'm pretty sure in the lawsuit they said 80-20. They didn't say 80%. I'm pretty sure this is just the number that's come from.
That's just
an
the
article.
Split amount. Yeah.
The 80%, that fake was news. In the article.
Yeah.
But the article was like, it was phrased in a way that made it look like it was an interview with Teethew.
The lawsuit focused more on things like underage drinking, being pressured into doing things like, I don't know, just basically...
Just a shitstorm.
I don't who fucking knows? It's going to be... I don't know what's happening. Like, it's really surprising because Teethew, from the outside, seems to have everything going for him.
How old is that guy?
21. I believe he just turned 21.
And when did he sign on?
When he was probably 18, I think.
It's like a year. Nah,
it
no,
a year ago,
it's like a year and a half ago.
20, oh, really? 19, 20.
Yeah, it was like
20.
When Fortnite was kind of blowing up.
Oh, yeah, no, the reason I said 18 was because the drinking age here is 18.
I'd say probably 20.
Look, we don't know if this is coming mostly from Teethew or from management or from his family or whatever, but from where it's sitting right now, it seems like he's making a mistake.
Kind of like a dick move. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say any more than that because
we don't have all the facts.
And we haven't heard anything from him.
So nobody has all the facts.
I'm just watching very curiously from the sidelines. I'm going to
make judgments because... I fucking want to.
That's the thing about YouTube. Like nobody has all the facts on
Because
nobody has access to the actual lawsuit, right?
Yeah.
It's very... But everyone's fucking commenting on it.
It's very interesting. We were talking about Leafy earlier. It was very interesting observing YouTube drama as like a consumer before I had a channel.
Yeah.
And observing YouTube drama now. Am I saying observe?
Observing
YouTube drama now that we have channels, now that we're big on YouTube, we kind of know the industry, we know the space, and we even know some of the people involved in drama. It's like I've met Banks, I know Banks pretty well, and it's just so interesting reading comments on Reddit about him who like don't know anything at all.
And they act like they know
and
everything
just,
about
and
it.
And are just making assumptions based on literally just things I've read on Twitter. It's kind of just, it's crazy. Like it's this whole cancel culture again. People just read things, they have a knee-jerk reaction, and all of a sudden they're tweeting about it. Next thing you know, the majority is tweeting about this exact same perspective, And it might not even be true. You like, know, you really don't have
Twitter,
a fucking idea.
You know,
and the consumers want to hear everyone's opinion.
Ugh.
Yeah. They just love it. They it's eat crazy. It up.
The media, feeds on it. Fucking Twitter news can just drop a completely false, bogus, shit stain of an article. Like, fucking, quote unquote, Shane Dawson's a pedophile. And then everyone thinks that. And then when they, you know, if a mainstream media like publication fucks up so bad that they label somebody like a pedophile or they completely misprint facts and get the entire story wrong, for the next week, like, they need to shove the fact that they were wrong on
they
everything.
They will never do
yeah.
that.
Because it's
never gonna
such
happen.
Bullshit.
It hasn't happened like mainstream news ever. Because
whenever they make a fucking like correction to their articles, yeah. it's always the smallest print on the yeah. bottom of the fucking article, and it pisses me off.
It's kind of asterisks off the pedophile, not actually a pedophile.
Yeah, like, they make no effort to yeah. repair the damage
it's
that they did because they don't give a fuck because
there's
they
no
want the clicks
it's
and they want the money.
There's no laws in place that make them do that yet.
There ought to be.
There should be, really.
Yeah. I mean, they make the money from the clicks, and clicks, like, the most... And out there crazy shit is what's going
to
get clicked.
The thing about the yeah. internet is that, like, before with a newspaper, surely you had to have a license, like a journalist license, right, to be writing in newspapers or whatever, or printing that. Like, you'd have to, there has to be some process.
Surely, because then they can yeah. just, like, literally put
but
anything
think,
on
but
it.
Like, with the internet, anyone can set up a yeah, blog yeah, yeah. And, yeah. or a page, and it can get traction. Like, yeah. and I don't know, like, how many of these newspapers, I've never heard of some of these newspapers, are, like, legit, and how much, you know, how many of them are just literally bloggers posing as journalists, or I don't fucking know, man. It was like little.
Yeah, the word journalist doesn't mean what it used to mean anymore. There's no integrity.
Like, everyone on Twitter is a
journalist
now.
I don't know, man. Everyone on Twitter is a judge. Everyone has their opinion, and everyone's just blasting it constantly.
Yeah. Everyone's the judge, jury, and executioner all in one.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know.
I used to do that, but I've stopped recently. Like, people would ask me my opinion on things on Twitch, and yeah. recently I've just been like, I don't know enough to comment, and it's just yeah. not, like, why do you need my opinion? And
yeah. they just want to hear, like, what's Toby on the telly's yeah. official stance and shit like that. You
That's
know?
A big thing. Weird. Yeah, I mean, like, it feels like a lot of people, they are afraid to kind of develop their own thoughts on things, and they just yeah. seek out their idols for what they think and then kind of just repeat what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's very unusual. It's like no one is comfortable with just putting forward a perspective anymore. I don't know. Am I right about that? I don't fucking know. You guys are being mad quiet. No? I'm
wrong. Sorry. Oh, yeah, I feel you.
I just feel like it's the case. It seems like less and less people are looking at themselves for what they actually think, and more they're just looking for whatever they're reading or consuming yeah. and then just thinking that that's the case.
Yeah. I saw on Twitter recently that, you know, Raccoon Eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a guy that we all record with.
Of course.
He had a pretty big a Twitter thread where he was venting his frustrations that he can't record games because a lot of the stuff that he works in his videos is like interacting with strangers on the internet.
Yeah,
but the thing is, if he goes on and, you know, he's playing a random game like Rust or anything with strangers, that he gets recognized. Yeah. The fact that his voice is recognizable on any microphone,
yeah.
it's just, you know, it's impossible for him to get genuine reactions, and he's frustrated that people put on fake personas to, like, you know, try to impress him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like getting
just,
a video,
you know, and,
some
yeah,
like
and chew your fucking ears off. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel that in some sense. You know, it's like that fucking DJ Khaled meme, suffering from success. You know, it's like you're so well known that it fucking starts to hurt your content.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know? Fitz and I, like, ages ago, I mean, there were a lot of the videos were, you know, me and Fitz going into a random comp match and just interacting with the people in there.
Yeah.
But
Surf
Servers?
It was all my content was.
Yeah.
How I blew up was Surf Servers, same with Swagger Souls.
Yep. It's so hard to do that now.
Well, yeah, it's downright impossible. I can't make a Rust video. I can't make a fucking VR chat video. Yeah. I can't do a Gary's Mod video.
I mean,
and I love doing that.
At least for me, I basically just realized that this was just going to be a problem that gets worse and worse when I was around like 500K subs or something like that. And so I just moved to Funny Moments. Like, decided. And like, if I could get surf footage, if I could get footage with strangers thrown in there, then I would still do it. But as I grew and grew and grew, like, there was less and less and less. And people would ask, like, why don't you go on Surf Servers anymore? That's why, like, I just...
And it,
you know,
I mean, people either will be, like, abusive towards you because they don't like that you're famous,
and they don't like the attention you're getting.
Yeah,
or
well,
people will try and be funny.
I understand that perspective.
And
because,
it's cringe.
Because like, if you're just a normal guy who likes to go on CSGO surf servers and talk to strangers and have banter, it's a big thing in the Australian scene especially. And some fucking that YouTuber just keeps coming on, it's going to seem like he's doing it for attention. It's going to seem like he's just there to get content, which, you know, kind of we are. we're kind of there to get content. And so I can totally understand being frustrated by that. And yeah, it's ultimately why we kind of had to stop doing that. I sympathize with Rack, though. Rack really is committed to, and his content's great. Like, when he puts out the videos of him interacting with strangers in video games, like, it's really good, but...
You know, it's just a problem, and it is going to get worse. I mean, it's weird, too. You know, Russ, you know, even when I went on, like, Counter-Strike surf games, I'd go on and, you know, maybe it'd be 20 people that would just mic spam and be like, holy fuck, you know, and it'd be, I'd have all the attention and whatever. But in a game like VR Chat, where you're in virtual reality and you're walking into pretty much a room and then people recognize you and snap their heads to you and then they run and chase you.
Literally get
they
in your
literally
face.
Chase you and they invade your personal space. It's like, wow, this is really fucked. And it, you know, I can't get VR Chat.
Do you reckon
anymore.
You'd ever get to the point where you'd want to use a voice changer? Where
no,
it like
man.
Changes it for your mic? But it sounds normal in
somebody,
the video.
Somebody asked Raccoon Eggs the same thing on Twitter. Like, have you looked into getting a voice changer? He goes, I've never found a voice changer that doesn't make you sound like you're using a voice changer. And I think for us both, us putting on a voice changer makes it...
less authentic.
Well, not even less authentic. It completely destroys the concept of your character.
Yeah, that's
true.
You know,
that's
it's true. You know, my character Rust is to, you know, smooth talk people and just... manipulate them into doing
like
what I want with my voice. Yes,
your,
it's exactly a part of it. And using a voice changer, and even if I use a voice changer in game and don't have it pick up on the actual like audio, people are just going to be like, why is your voice so high pitched? And it's not going to make sense with the context that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Mason, you must have a big problem with that.
Yeah, no, I can't play that game anymore without anyone fucking...
Rust?
Yeah. Like, that's why I just play it off. Like not recording or any shit like that.
Yeah.
Because like as soon as someone thinks that I'm fucking filming or something, they're just out my base for like the next 7 days.
Yeah, they'll just spam his base coordinates in the chat and he'll just get swarmed.
Or plus, if they'll like recognize you, they'll just fucking try hard, as hard as they can. Yeah. That's the worst.
Well, it's a big rip, but ultimately I think like you just have to adapt to it.
Yeah. That's the biggest part of being a YouTuber.
It sucks, but you just have to realize that, hey, I kind of signed up for this. Like this is just the problem of, like, I'm becoming more successful. This is good, but it comes with these downsides. Let's find a workaround.
You have to look into new avenues of creativity. You know, I did the fucking solo LA Noir vid. You know, doing solo content. You know, making things that, you know, don't require stranger interaction, or just playing with other YouTube friends. In a match or doing something like that, collaborating. It really, you know, you could still get great content, but you know, part of me really does miss, you know, the just interaction with strangers where they're like, who the fuck is this guy? You know, and then
you could actually get away with them just being like, what a character.
Yeah.
Instead of what a YouTuber.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, it's definitely bittersweet. But yeah, I mean, hopefully Rack can either figure out a way to deal with it or move into something else. Cause honestly his content is some of the best. And just fucking, he's got to do it somehow. Can't just like wait around for it to change because it's not going to get any better.
It'll just get worse at that point.
Yeah, it's going to get worse, unfortunately. Just keeps getting worse as you grow.
Mm.
Mason, do you regret throwing away your pen and pad? I think you do a little bit. We're near the end of this podcast. Hopefully we can start putting these on YouTube.
That'd be nice.
Hopefully. I noticed that light's not beeping, so I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to see what happens.
They're going?
Okay, we're good. Maybe this will go on YouTube, maybe it won't.
Yeah.
Who the
fuck knows?
This is our scuffed little show with our fucking conference table.
Filled with GamerSups cups that are all dirty because they were filled with GamerSups and then left out.
And they were
night.
Drunk.
Go to GamerSups.gg and use code Misfits.
Of course. If you're wondering why we're wearing airplane headphones.
The shittest headphones I've ever worn.
These were bought today by manager Ryan and Sam, who both fucked up massively. and got the wrong kind of headphones. So I don't know. Maybe we'll keep them. Maybe we won't. I hope we don't, because honestly, it's hurting my ears.
They're getting a bit
lot.
Hot now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you to ExpressVPN. Remember to go to expressvpn.com/misfits.
Shout out.
And thank you to GamerSubs.
And if you're watching this on YouTube and you haven't liked and subbed already, like, what's wrong with you?
Smash that motherfucking bell, dog.
Beat it.
Beat the fuck out of your wife, guys.
Smash it. Just do it.
Or the bell, rather.
You have to.
Guys, if you're not watching this on YouTube and you're cooking dinner, or maybe you're still on that train, nice one.
Dude.
What's fucking
keep it up. You're doing
keep
great. You know,
keep at it.
People just appreciate you. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. And you know what, guys? Maybe you're having a bad day so far. It's probably not going to get any better from here. So just go to bed. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.